الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This is the end of the second Ashara now, and we'll be starting with the last third Ashara. And also, many brothers or people who are listening, just to recap again, and this is also very important, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, reminder is beneficial for the believers. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, sometimes a person says, what's the use of telling anyone? Nobody listens nowadays. Hazrat says, such a person should read his kalima again. Because Allah says that the reminder is beneficial. And we say there is no benefit, nobody listens. So we are speaking against the Quran Sharif. So a person, and today also, generally, we have to be very careful what we speak. Many times we speak things which are totally against deen. And the consequences are very, very grave. So, and with the present times, we have been tested heavily with our iman also. And only Allah knows what days lie in front also, that our iman, Allah make it easy for us. So we have to be very careful, and iman is the greatest thing we have got. There is nothing more greater than iman that we have got, and Allah gave it to us free of charge. Now just for us to look after it. And the test will come, and the tests are there. And some places the tests are even more heavier. So we have to see that in all our matters, are we making Allah happy or who are we making happy? And our nafs, our own things, these are also unimportant. Allah Ta'ala, the commands of Allah, that is what is important. So we have to be very careful in all our matters. So anyway, so this reminder is always beneficial. No matter what we think or what our experience is, but Allah says it's beneficial, it is beneficial. And Hazrat Allah Ta'ala rewards our Shaykh Rahimahullah, that Hazrat should explain that you who are talking, you are also a believer. And you, by reminding, you will benefit. So you are benefiting. And by reminding, a person himself benefits the most, more than other people. Because the person who is speaking, his ears are the closest to his lips. So the voice reaches first to his ears before they reach to anyone else. And then, before a person speaks also, he has to think about it. And if a person prepares everything, so he's preparing also. So all this reminder, he's going to be reminded. And by continuous reminder, then a person comes on to Amal. Amal, Allah Ta'ala, it's in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, tawfiq of making amal. But the normal procedure, a person talks about it, listens to it for so long. Like for example, we go in Jamaat so many times, we listen to so many bayans, but still that amal doesn't come into us. So we have to speak about it, and the niyat also has to be correct, that we speak also for our islah. Once Qari Zahir Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was one of the old workers, Muqimeen of Nizamuddin in those days, and a very, very jolly person also. He came to South Africa, and then his tashkil was made to go to Zimbabwe. They made my tashkil also, so I joined with him. And as we were leaving here, I asked Hazrat, what niyat should I make? So he told very emphatically, only your own islah, no other niyat, just make your own islah, niyat of your own islah. So that when we go, we will be giving a da'wat also, we'll be going in gush, we'll be sitting in ta'aleem. But the real object must be our own islah. And when we keep on hearing, hopefully inshallah, something will come in and some islah will take place. And then this again for the month of Ramadan, which is the month of Islah. It is a month to acquire taqwa. Allah has given us this month, and that is our Islah. So we have to try and speak about it and repeat it as much as we can. And in that way, hopefully, inshallah, it will come into us. So one is that we should remind ourselves again the great, great gift of the Quran Sharif. What a great gift it is. A real, real blessing from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Normally, for many of us, it's a kitab for barakat. And even in barakat, there's no other kitab that can surpass the Quran Sharif in barakat. Just having the Quran Sharif in the home also, even that is a source of great barakat. Having it in the car is also a source of great, wherever it is, the Quran Sharif is a source of great barakat. But of course, it isn't, as somebody has said very nicely, Quran Sharif is not for the dead people, it is for the living people. Many places, Quran Sharif only comes out when somebody has passed away, now they make khatam of Quran, for Isal al-Sawab. Nothing wrong with that, done within the rules and limits of Shariat, to make Isal al-Sawab, nothing wrong. But Quran Sharif is more for the living people, that how we should to read it also, and more than that, how we should make our lives, learn the lessons from the Quran Sharif. And what great lessons there are in the Quran Sharif. We take those lessons and we have to bring them in our lives. The Quran Sharif is a kitab for every facet, every aspect of our lives, whether it's our private lives, public lives, whether it is our business, whether it is the running of the country and the affairs of the people. Everything, the Quran Sharif is the kitab. So this kitab, Allah, so this is a month that we build our connection more with Quran Sharif. In that, we all should consider that how far my reading is with the Quran. At least bare minimum one khatam of the Quran. Am I targeting that? Will my Quran Sharif be khatam? Because there are many people we find that, and from our experience, that in the month of Ramadan, so how many people who keep rozas also, who make namaz also, but they haven't touched the Quran Sharif, no tilawat whatsoever. Or one person asked some time back, it was round about this time, the 20th roza round about year, and he said, I've only recited 2 suparas. So then when will we complete? So it is a matter for all of us of concern. For us, if we are reading, alhamdulillah, and we are hoping to make quite a few khatams, alhamdulillah. But then also, it's also our duty to try and encourage other people. And also to make dua for other people, that all be reading Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif must be alive in the whole ummah. And as we explained, the enemies, Shaitan, who is the main enemy, and he uses all his agents, they want to take us away from deen. And in that, they are making so much effort. They are spending so much time every day. They are spending full time in order to work plans and different ways, and in such subtle ways that a person doesn't even understand that he's been pulled away from deen. And the beginning things of this are such things that a person will never ever think that he will be drawn away from deen. One time, the Minister of Education of Egypt was visiting Pakistan very many years ago, and he was there at Mufti Taqi Sahib, Damat Barakatum's madrasa, and he gave a talk. So I won't repeat everything, but he said that when they wanted to finish our makatib and our madrasas, the enemies, they started from a point of teaching maths to students. Now maths, arithmetic, is a necessity. We need it in our dini matters also. In our inheritance matters we need it. In so many matters we need it. But we started from there, which nobody could ever think that way is going to lead to. And he said it led to the point where those makatib, which were only for deen, at one stage they became where deen was optional, where only now dunya's education was taught, and deen was optional. Then it went to further where there was no deen whatsoever. The whole madrasa became fully a school. And that is carrying on till today also. So anyway, the enemy, shaitan, and all his ikhwan, his brothers of jinn and man, they are all the time making efforts, and they start with such points that we can't even think that this can lead to that. And on those points, the ulama will also say there's nothing wrong with this. The people will also ask, what's wrong with this? Nothing wrong with this. Why are you being so apprehensive? Why are you not allowing this? But the end point, we see, it reaches to such a point. So they are making so much effort. What effort are we making? Even for ourselves, we are hardly really making effort. And effort on the ummah, effort on other people, how to draw them closer. Each one, Allah give me tawfiq, make maaf, and let us understand, and give us tawfiq of amal. Do I speak to one person also a day, even for 5 minutes, 2 minutes, that how to bring him closer to deen? If at the moment we can't go out and meet somebody, but we can still use the phone, we can still send a message, and as they work from distant points where they take us, so we also in a nice way, casual ways, we speak nicely to somebody. And even if we don't speak about deen at the beginning, and but our niyat is deen, that how to wean the person, how to make him closer, how to gain his confidence. And we just make one call, send one message, just to ask also, that how are you, doing, etc., how is Ramzan going. And our niyat is that we want to draw him into deen, get the proper understanding of deen. And if we will not be doing this, we are seeing it happening, but it is like we are putting our, like an ostrich mentality, we put our head in the ground, that everything is alright, because I'm not seeing the problems. But the people we know are going further and further from deen. And people today, how many Muslims, they are talking against the basic matters of deen. And still our eyes are not opening. It wasn't now that it happened, now suddenly. It's from long. And these people have been working in their various ways, whether it is by education, in the name of education, whether it is entertainment, whether it is sports, whether it is lifestyle, whether it is anything, from where they have been working. And today, our own people, we are against deen. And we are talking against deen. So even now, whatever we can do, try. We at least, and the bare minimum is dua. Dua, there is no excuse of dua. And dua is such a strong, powerful weapon Allah has given us. And Allah has given it to everyone. And let us think, how much are we using this dua? And dua is really very, very important, very effective, to make dua for our immediate family, our extended family, for our neighborhood, for the ummah at large, that how to bring people back into deen. We know there is so much of deeni in the ummah. How many namaz is not, even now in the month of Ramadan, how many people are making their namazes? The other aspects are far away still. Even rozas, how many people are keeping rozas also? So what effort, even just at least with duas, and more than dua, and let us be ashamed of ourselves, in the sense that those who want to destroy not only Muslims' deen, who want to destroy mankind, they are on batil, and definitely Allah's help is not with them. And they're making so much effort. On our side, a person will make little effort, Allah's help is with him, and the results will be much more greater. One alim was saying, they met some person, a Christian man or woman, somebody, who used to go to Malawi for the past 40 years to convert people to Christianity. Say, we make so much effort, and they spend, whoever that person was, 4 months every year, and we convert so many people. And then they say that one jamaat comes, stay 3 days in that village or wherever. And they speak to the people and they undo all what we took so long, 4 months we took, for how many years we working, because Allah's help is worth. And if we do it, Allah give us ikhlas and the proper usul, and we work then we will wean our people back. So anyway, Quran Sharif, we have distanced ourselves from Quran Sharif very, very greatly. It's time that we, and we do not think only of ourselves, but of the ummah at large. That how the ummah at large, what is our relationship with Quran Sharif? Very, very weak. Even just the mere reading of Quran Sharif. Further than that, there is much more. The rights of the Quran Sharif are much more greater and the greatest kitab, which we should cherish so much, which we should love. What is our relationship? So Allah give us tawfiq to revise again, remember again, and not forget the Quran Sharif. Not only in Ramadan, but even out of Ramadan, to make it our object of our lives to read Quran Sharif. MashaAllah, there are so many people who read the one para every day, and they read it according to Islamic dates. So they have to read a little bit extra, because some months are 29 days. And in this way, they keep track of the Islamic dates also, which is also a very important thing. We are Muslims. Our identity must be Muslim. But we also will know the English date, the Islamic date. Now Ramzan, all will know the Islamic date. But otherwise, how many of us know our Islamic date of birth? How many of us know the wedding date I got married? The English date we'll remember. And perhaps wrongly, we'll even celebrate wedding anniversary every year, which is also not right. We might celebrate our birthday also, which is also not right. And we might celebrate it according to the English date, which is even more wrong now. In every way we are doing things wrong. Our Islamic dates of all our things. How many of us, our children were born, did we record the Islamic date? So Islamic identity, and this was also a very, very important aspect in our deen. So much so that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he spent time making mashara and when the Islamic calendar should be starting, etc. So anyway, Quran Sharif is a very great thing for this month. Now also, and also we know from experience and asking, there are many people who are a bit slack with their reading. But now at this time, it's already the 20th, 9 days left or something, and you still got so much to go, back up now, and they start, and then they make their one khatam. So even that one khatam is a very great thing. To read even little bit of Quran is very great. And no matter how much we read, it's also not enough. Our relationship with Quran Sharif. And then this is the month of Rozas also. Our Rozas also, what a great gift in every way. Even from a health point of view, material point of view, dunya's point of view. But actually, of course, Roza is our dini institution. And it is such a great thing which Allah Ta'ala has given us. How much are we consider for ourselves? 20 days have passed. That my rozas, have my rozas improved, the quality of my rozas. The quantity is there, alhamdulillah, but the quality of my roza, has that improved? And it was coupled in the hadith that for many people, they get nothing from their fasting but hunger, and nothing from their night's qiyam, tahajjud, but tiredness. So we see our tahajjud also, it has been coupled here, that is our tahajjud, is the quality, quantity improving. For example, tahajjud, the common practice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was 8 rakats. Are we making our 8 rakats now in Ramadan at least? Or are we still just with our 2 rakats, 4 rakats, whatever? And it's not difficult also, if we make our 2 rakats after our Fajr, Isha for Faraz, 2 sunnahs, we make 2 nafils with the niyat of tahajjud. We finish our witr namaz, make another 2 with the niyat of tahajjud, ulama have written, qiyam layl, it will be counted in tahajjud also. And then tahajjud time, make 4 rakats. So our 8 rakats are made in that way. We can, so at least the month of Ramadan, we try and make our tahajjud. And then there also, the quality of our tahajjud, we try that we make a namaz as far as possible of concentration and devotion. Starting especially when we start with takbir-e-tahreema. And to say takbir-e-tahreema audibly, that you can listen it to it yourself, is a farad also. Otherwise namaz won't be made. So that also we consider. And then to the concentration, if at least at the time of tahreema, that I'm entering in namaz, that consciousness, the greatness of Allah, the greatness of every command of Allah. We haven't been doing this. Today other commands of other people are important to us. But Allah's command is just swept under the carpet. We just like keep quiet as though it doesn't exist. Just to make us happy, we don't talk about it. And we just talk about other people's commands. So this Allahu Akbar. And for what it has been said so many times in Azan. So many times Azan a day. And then in the Iqama, Takbir again, so many times. In Namaz, Allahu Akbar is said so many times. But unfortunately, the greatness of Allah and the greatness of His command hasn't come into our hearts. Other commands, immediately, yes, we have to listen. We have to comply. We have to do this. We have to do that. Anybody else gives any command. But Allah, and who created us? Allah created us. Who gave us our eyes, our ears, our everything? Who gave it to us? None other. Who controls our condition? Nobody controls our condition. But we listen to shaitan. We listen to nafs. Shaitan has got no control over us. He just tries and instigates us. Nafs is also, it has got no control. Allah has got full control. But how much do we submit to Allah? And we're going to return to Allah. We are not going to return to shaitan. Our matter is not in shaitan's hands. Our matter is not in nafs' hands. Our matter is not in anyone else's hands. It is in the hands of Allah. So the greatness of Allah. So the quality also of all our namazes also. So that also we should see. Then this was the month to keep our rozas also. Rozas, alhamdulillah, generally, hopefully people are keeping. Though there are still places in the world where people Muslims don't know it's a month of Ramadan also. No idea about it also. And other places, if it is the month of Ramadan, but it is a month to socialize. And this is what the roza is, the month is. There is no real roza also, just socializing really. For many people, though now with the present conditions it's different, but otherwise that is all what really Ramadan was. So what Ramadan is, what the rozas are, that also, at least this last 10 days, if we can make our rozas become rozas, what Allah wants from us to keep rozas, if we can keep those rozas. And then together with that, this is the month also of feeding the poor, which alhamdulillah people are doing. And especially for iftari time, to give people food to make iftari with, to give people sehri, that they can make the sehri with. This is a month for that also. And a month to regulate our eating habits also. How much we eat, the quality of food that we eat, and then how we eat, where we eat, all these things also we try and correct. And then it is a month of du'as also. So we should check ourselves also, how much have we made du'as in this month. And dua for our islah. Dua, one major dua, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that if we asked Allah Ta'ala for everything of dunya and akhirat, but we didn't ask Allah Himself, that He becomes ours, then we haven't asked anything. And we haven't asked for the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the obedience to make our connection with Allah Ta'ala. And then when we ask for that, we ask for it for our family also. For my wife also. My children also. And everyone asks. The wife asks for the husband. And if Allah sees this, everyone is asking. And we beg Allah that He becomes ours. And that we will try. And we do. We must try. And we keep on trying that how can we get Allah to become ours. But then at the end we have to admit and turn and say to Allah that I'm trying, I have tried, I am trying, I will try, but you of your own, you become mine. Eh? And if Allah becomes ours, then everything will be achieved. So we ask of Allah that how we can gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. For that the beautiful dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk وَحُبَّ أَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَىٰ حُبِّكِ. There are a few other versions also, but basically that we ask Allah His love. And the love of those amal that will take us to Allah. and the love of those people that will take Allahumma in yasir hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk, the love of those people who love you and the love of those amal which will take us to Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained to us that Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali explained a very, very beautiful point. And Allah Ta'ala reward our ulama, what depth they've gone in, how they've taken out all the valuable jewels or from the hadith, from the Quran Sharif, etc. So he said, yeah, three things for us: the love of Allah, the love of the lovers of Allah, and the love of the amal, which will give us the love of Allah Ta'ala. These three things. So the love of Allah, that is the thing which also till our mashayikh didn't come, and they kept on telling us, it wasn't in our minds also that there is a thing like the love of Allah. We knew like namaz is farad, roza is farad, hajj is farad, but the love of Allah, which is the prime thing, and which will make our deen, deen, the love of Allah. Obedience of Allah will come with the love of Allah Ta'ala. So we, and that is the thing where there are all other efforts also to be made. But dua also is one effort, that we ask Allah for His love. And then the amal that will take us. But the amal normally are not easy. Like for example, fajr to get up in the morning, winter cold morning, summer early, for early fajr, short night. Amal are not so easy. To stay away from haram, to guard one's eyes, to control one's tongue. So Allah Ta'ala in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made it very easy that in the middle he kept the love of the lovers of Allah. And always the true awliya, they are always very, very easy to access. They are very friendly, very easy to mix with them, etc. And as a person comes towards them and he gets their love, then Allah Ta'ala, he enjoys being in their company. And once you are in their company, you'll get the love of Allah also on the one side, and they will join you to amal also. So easy. And also it is narrated that Allah Ta'ala looks at the hearts of His lovers all the time. And whose love He finds in their heart, then Allah directly makes love with those people. So we just have to make an effort that we find our love comes in the hearts of the lovers of Allah. And once that is done, Allah sees they love such a person, Allah loves them. And when Allah loves you, He draws you towards you. And once Allah draws you towards you, your islah is done. Because how beautifully ulama have explained, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, that if you have a piece of land which you were not using, it was just lying like that, and it's a long time. Now weeds have grown there, trees, thorn trees have grown there, all it has become, there are snakes also in there, scorpions also. Now you want to use that piece of land. So now if you try one way and you start digging and cleaning, and especially if it's a rainy season, you have dug and cleaned so much, 1-2 meters in front, and your back is paining. When you make your back straight a bit and you look at the back, you see weeds have started growing at the back again. So you are cleaning up and they are coming back. You are cleaning up and they are... So that is one way. And one way is you just put a match there and it burns all out. And after that, that becomes fertilizer for the ground also. So in that way, very easy, without any hard work. So like that, in the heart, we try and take out one bad habit. I've got this bad habit, I've got that bad habit, I must correct this of mine, I must correct that of... We take out one, we see another one. Before we know what, that old bad habit is back again in me. My anger, I had it under control for 2 weeks, 2 months, there it's back again. Now it's gone. But just put the love of Allah Ta'ala, the fire of the love of Allah. And this love, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jaati hai. That this love, just make your heart close to the heart of the lovers of Allah. And then that fire of the love of Allah will come in your heart. And that love of the love of Allah will clean up your heart completely. Also, our Hazrat explained that Hazrat Maulana Ilahabadi, شاه عبد هذا معنى شاه وسيع الله صاحب رحمة الله عليه إلى أبدي. He also gave such a beautiful example which Bilqis, her words are in the Quran Sharif, that when kings enter a town, they destroy everything when they control, when they conquer a place. So just bring Allah, make dua, you conquer my heart. And then all the enemies of Allah, all the opposition of Allah, shirk, kufr, shaitan, wasawis, Allah conquers them. Then either they are executed or either they are put in jail. But now that heart, that country is now pure only for Allah Ta'ala. So we make dua to Allah Ta'ala. So this is that month that Allah has given us this opportunity. Our Quran Sharif, our rozas, our duas to Allah Ta'ala. And dua for the Islah of the Ummah also. Our rozas, we try and perfect our rozas. Quantity inshallah is there. And we have to make lot of dua also. Allah gives us good health, make environment such conducive that we can keep our rozas. Like, who could ever think that our masjids will be closed? Who would ever thought that this can happen? Allah save us for the future. Hey, we don't know what can be in the future. And whatever we can do now, let us not hold back. Let us try and do what we can do. We have this opportunity, and Allah also sees that when people are doing what they can do, and in that again for ourselves also, and we know there are so many Muslims who are a bit far from deen, make our some effort to bring them closer. A 2 minute message, 2 minute phone call, 2 minute mulaqat, and at least minimum dua we can make. That how that deen can come into the ummah. The cause of all these problems, it's all our guna. It's deen that's gone out of our lives. And we have to make an effort that deen comes back into our lives. And also, how much, it is a famous saying that amongst the blind, the one-eyed is a king. So when there isn't deen, then we perhaps have little and we think we are pious. But if we make effort and everyone got deen, then to be like what is called a pious person, you need a much more higher level. So if we make that effort, that how deen can come into everyone, we make that effort, we make that dua also, and this month we try and make it as fruitful as possible. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Time for dua now also. Let us not be unmindful of duas, inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم